Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 19th, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Janono Kawande.
Welcome to this special edition of our special live talk show. In this program, we are discussing with stakeholders Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
In 7 days, Zimbabwe is expected to hold by-elections in which 130 council and parliamentary seats are up for grabs.
Political parties and individuals taking part in the by-elections have been campaigning in various parts of the country, with the Citizens Coalition for Change claiming that their rallies are being blocked by the police.
There have been several incidents of political violence which resulted in the death of one person in the Midlands province. Opposition candidates claim that they are being attacked by suspected ZANU-PF activists.
Tuning right now in our live talk show, we are live on VOA Studio 7, that is the radio. And then you can also find us on all our websites, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. I'll repeat that, www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also on Facebook on the following: VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. To join the show, you can send us a message right now on WhatsApp. Our number is +1 202 465 0318, or post it right now on our Facebook pages. Kunjalo, Mr. Wand. March 26th. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje hamba ku VOA Ndebele sesikhona live uphinde uhambe kwezinye indawo njenge VOA Studio 7 le VOA Shona kunjalo.
Nasi tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya dzesarudzo dzatakatarisana nadzo zvondo rinouya ichi chirongwa chatakaitira imimi kuti mugotitaurira zvamunenge muchifunga pane zvamunenge muchiona pane zviri kuitika. Tinenge tichikurukura nevamwe vese vanenge vachikwikwidzavo nevamwe vakangoteereravo vanenge vachida kunzwisisa kuti chii chiri kuitika. Kwasara mazuva manomwe, 7 days kuti sarudzo dziitwe, uyezve pane zvigaro zvinoita 130 zana nemakumi matatu ezvigaro zviri kukwikwidzwa mumakanzuru nemuparamende. Mamwe mapato anokwikwidza ari kuti iwo havasi kukwanisa kukwikwidza zvakanaka nekuti vari kuvhiringwa nevatsigiri vezanu-PF. Asi kutsvaka rutsigiro kuri kuenderera mberi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munyika. Kunyange havo vachitaura kuti vamwe vachitaura kuti mapurisa ari kukanganisa misangano yavo nekuvarambidza kuungana. Pakaitika mhirizhonga dzakati kuti mazuva masvondo mashomanana apfuura, pakazofa umwe wevatsigiri vebato reCCC. Asi bato iri richiti vatsigiri vebato rezanu-PF ndo vakakonzera mhirizhonga iyi, pakazofa vanhu. Saka nhasi tiri kutarisa hedu pamusoro pesarudzo, mafambiro adziri kuita, zvamuri kuona, zvamungada kuona zvichiitika, tinoda kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri ndosati nazvo nasi. Yes, do.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Wande, let's hear some of the people who are actually attending some of these rallies. So we start with the Citizens Coalition for Change, and we've got the deputy spokesperson Gift Ostalo Siziba. He is in Mtare. Let's hear what he's saying about the rally today.
Msangano we kwa Mtare kusakuba wafamba mushe keti ya menga yaka zara anvese waka peka yelo naya yanga ijitaulwa nemkuru inyaye kuti topamba se kuma by-election nekuti to introduce yelo wanu mekumanika le saka atinotenda kwazo wakari memo Mtare nekumira nenyaye sanduko nekuti visa wa inagura urali saka wanu au ya kuratiza wato tikira mtangano wawo.
Amuna here matambudziko amambo sangana nawo tichimboona kuti mapurisa nevamwe ZANU-PF munomboti vanokanganisa misangano yenyu.
ZANU-PF yatira kuunza marore mapurisa kuti aintimidate vanhu. ZANU-PF yamisa mazuko kuti asatakurewa kubva kumalocation. Isu hatidi mazuko ekuhaya kana ekuti atakurewa but tinoda kuti mazuko agone kufamba kubva kumacommunities mafambiro anoita mazuva ese. Nekuti takumiswa kwepublic transport inoita kuti vanhu vafambe netsoka asi hatisisi tatinenge tatarisira kubva kuzuko because vanotakura vanhu vezano vasina kubhadhara so tirikusvika vaitedanoa business kutakura vanhu vachivaendesa kubva kutaro nekudzokera macommunities semagari avanogara vachiita mafaire.
Yeah, that is Gift Ostalo Siziba. He is in Mtare, so he's complaining there kuti ke abantu bebefuna kuti babaphambanise makonoko kwenzakalayo. So we also have Mr. Tafatswa Mugwadi of ZANU-PF. Let's hear from him what all what was going on at the rally.
Atina kumbobvira tichiona nguva nomukana wokuonana neutungamiriri wenyika kubva 1980 vamugabe ndofunga munotondera mukaka kuerenga vakauya kuno kaviri kubva muna 1980 kusvika muna 2017 asi vamunangagwa vauya katatu kana kanenge kana kubva muna 2017 kusvika parizvino asi mukana wokuti vanga vachiwana nevanhu vachitambira zvichemo zvavo vachivangwa wanga usiri kuwanikwa zvikuru nekuda kwecovid-19 yanga ichirambidza vanhu kuti vaungane saka ndosakamaona mhomho yanga yakazara kuno yevanhu vanogona kuita zviuru gumi nezvishanu kureva kuti 15,000 vana vachiuya kuno vakuru navadoko masabhuku machief nemhomho yose nevamwe vose vanga vachiri kumusangano wemaopposition vachitaura zvisusungo zvavo kuti tanga tichirwadziwa nezvakati nezvakati zvinosanganisira migwagwa yavo zvinosanganisira nyaya dzemvura zvinosanganisirawo nyaya dzemagetsi uye zvinosanganisirawo nyaya dzebudiriro nekuti nzvimbo yayo yanga ichitaririra.
Saka vamunangagwa vati vachagadzirisa sei iyo nyaya yekuti vanga vasingashanyire nzvimbo yebhinga kubva 1980
mutungamiri wenyika mumashoko avo vakumbira ruregerero kuvagari vebhinga vakumbira ruregerero kumadzimambo navatungamiri vose vokuno vachiti takakanganisa naizvozvo zvatanga tisiri kuuya kuno ndo saka ndaunza makurukota angu vose kuti vatambire zvichemo zvose zvigadziriswe zvisinei nechekuita nesarudzo pese but zvakanangana nekuti nzvimbo ibudiriri under the theme yokuti no one and no place must be left behind.
That is Mr. Tafatswa Mugwadi, ZANU-PF, there, you know, Wande. I think you heard what he said.
Yeah. It's all politics.
Yes.
Yeah. Yava nguva yekutsvaga rutsigiro. Saka vanhu vanotaura zvinhu zvakawanda. Zvimwe ndizvo chokwadi, zvimwe ndizvo kungoti pakati nepakati kuti nyaya dzadzo dzifambe.
That's what I tell you. We also have Shingirai Chabata of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. Let's hear what he's saying about the rally today.
Taita dambudziko nevakomana mayuti ezanupf isu takabhuka ground redu tikabhadhara kukanzo tabhadhara kukanzo ndobva taenda tikaona police clearance zvese mapepa edu anga aripo mapepa emutemo ese zvese zvakava zvazvichikumbirwa nemutemo takaita adhie 2 saka tasvika paground manje taona vakomana ezanupf mayuti ezanupf emutafara vachitamba bhora mugraundi. Rata chida kuti tiite musangano wedu yanga iri meeting the candidate meeting ya garika mulambo arukondesa kwarari isakamira bato nedi Zimbabwe Lions. So patasika tikada kuzama kwa engage tichiti isusu kwa murugo tamba bora sei mu ground umu itaka buka tikapata kanzu kapaza marisiti rete zipano wapa wati iyo ni ground rete zile zamu TF tisu nori cheka muno tisu nori wona saka imi pipe and up tiaida violence kumuli nori kisaneni tukutema ina matombo taka titori redu kisaneni kana mkangeta msangano uyo
mazivisa mapurisa ere neje kuchikisi dziru wa iku kukwa maita uyo kanganisi wa msangano uyo
patafonera mapurisa kuti mapurisa ndo nyari pano wakashika panzimbo wakashika panzimbo mapurisa vati iwo nyari ilipo ndo kuti kanzuro ndo nifana kuya ujika wana nukuti kutuwe ground saka imini kanzuro mfana kiuja ya ujika wana kanzuro kaya ujika wana then isu sozo abeza tuwa tuweza ni manpower waendra ndo wakati iwo isu atikuwa su tue tishizo tuzoda kuzo secure ground risiri redu kakisa patahara mbati kila kutra benimu sangano wedu masreti tinao wale ziripo wanu wese wanga ita kuya kutangano warumu lokal mnum wanga wachinzi angoshu kacheto sarichi muuraya.
That is Mr. Shingirai Chabada, the youth secretary of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. So let's go into it today. We've got Reverend Hussein Smanda of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe. Reverend Smanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you so much. So, siyabona kuti abantu bakankasa endaweni eziningi ezijeneyo. So, ngesilungu sibilungathini ngemkankaso yabo le?
I think it is important for space to be created for all the political parties to campaign, to present to the voters what they are offering. It's very important. And also it's important that, as according to our constitution, all Zimbabweans should be allowed to have the right to political participation, choice of their own political party, but also that it must then be done peacefully. And this is what is important to all the political parties, that they must encourage their supporters to do this in peace.
So, okay, now I'm going to say to you,
I'm going to say to you, ukakathekile njalo ukuthi amaZimbabweans ezwe njalo akwanise ukuba lelungelo lokuthi bahambe bayengena ke beyelalela bengesabi bengachaywa ngabanye abantu. Into eqakathekileyo kuma-political parties wonke ukuthi kwenziwe konke lokhu kulokuthula ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi lempilo eyinye njalo ezalahleka kumbe kulimala abantu nxa besenza umsebenzi wabo lo wokukhankasa.
Yeah, so Mr. Wande, we've got Reverend Hussein Smanda. I think we can pose a question to him.
Reverend Smanda, ndingatara neshona?
Yes.
Okay. Makatarisa zanga zvichitika masondo mashomana napfuura kana kuti kubva zvataurwa kuti sarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 26 sondo rinouya. Munoona sekuti zvichabuda musarudzo idzi zvichakudzwa here, zvichatambirwa zvakanaka here, sokuona kwamunoita kuti pane manzwa vamwe vachikomplaina vachiti vari kutadza kuita misangano, vamwe vachiti vari kurambidzwa nemapurisa, vamwe vanhu vachipondwa, zvose zviri kuitika izvi, zvichaita chinyi kune zvichabuda musarudzo sokuona kwenyu?
Zvinonetsa nekuti in terms of Zimbabwe having my free and fair elections, zvekutanga all political parties should be allowed kuti vaite ma campaigns acho free wherever they want to go. Izvo zvakakosha in order for us to have my free and fair elections. But kana tikataza to have that, we are likely to have my dispute anongoenda kuma court and my contestation around nenyaya yema results. The second issue inyaya yekuti there must be peace. takaona kukwekwe kwako kwakaita violence. So that is very important kuti vanhu vakwanise kucampaigna freely and peacefully. Otherwise, ma electoral results acho achapinda kumacourt again nemacontestations kuti some other people might feel kuti aiwa isusu hatina kuwana nguva yokucampaigna freely kana kufamba freely. We are afraid kuti charohwa nevanhu.
Yeah.
Or what something else can happen. So I think that's the challenge.
Yeah. Chimwe chandingada kuzvava kwamuri, Reverend. Ndicho kuti pane vamwe vamunombotaura navo here kunze kwenyika kuti vabatsire munyaya yezvikuitika muZimbabwe?
Isusu, our main concentration pane zvichitaura nemapolitical parties. Because ZEC in a platform inonzi multi-partilizing. So Isusu have started engaging locally with the political parties because we believe Isusu as Zimbabweans, we should be able to solve this thing. Because violence actually is coming from us.
Yes.
We are the ones who are causing all these problems. Also, we have our courts, we have our police, and I think those institutions should be held to account.
Yes.
As well as ZEC itself. So I think before we talk about going outside the country, if we should locally, we should demand accountability. Kuma stakeholders, ASA. And the violence, making it impossible for other people to campaign, should be part of our dialogue as Zimbabweans. If you say churches, as we know, Zimbabwe heads of Christian denomination has been trying to have this internal dialogue. I think it's got its own challenges, but at first we need to exhaust it. But however, when they are free, if other people feel that, no, if you want to go to SACIT or want to go to UN, I think everyone has got a constitutional right to do that if they want to.
Okay. You had a reference on that. They are saying that it's very important to clean up our act as a Zimbabwean during this period of electioneering. Otherwise, the results will be tarnished, in the end.
In the long run, yes. And we've got a guest as well right now.
Right.
That is Moti Stole of the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party. Moti Stole, welcome to the program.
Hey, Magadi.
Yo, Tiripo, Magadi. Go ahead, Wally. No, it's good, yeah.
Zviri kufamba sei? Muri kutsvaga rutsigiro here? Muri kukambena here?
Tiri kukambena zve mwana wamai. Kukambena ndiko chaiko kwemunhu wechikadzi.
Kwakasiyana sei?
Kwemunhu wechikadzi kuri pamusoro-soro. Kuti tinonga tichiona zvakawanda zvemutingaone imimi ana baba.
Tiudzeiwo zvimwe zvamuri kuona ndosaka takusheedzai. Govanaiwo neisu zvamuri kuona.
Zvatinonga tichiona kuti mvura paisi kubuda zvinoonekwa ngevanhu vechikadzi izvozvo zvimaplasi zvemarodzi. Tine rodzi redu rinonesa maningi kumagaza iyi kuno kumakansela ese ari kupinda ipapo apa. Apapo havasi kugadzira pabhiriji papo handisi kuziva kuti chinonga chichimboitika ipapo apa. Saka taitawo tingambomodzitsola angambopindawo paukansela papo aido kumboonesanawo nevagari vemugaza iyi kuti tionesane kuti tibatsirane kuti bhiriji iri tingarifambisa sei nekuti motikari dzinomira vana vanodonha vechienda kuchikoro. Zvinoitika papo zvakawandisa zvinoitika pabhiriji papo. Saka tokorero kuziva kuti ava makansela vamwe vanonga vechipinda apa bhiriji iri havarionere iri kuti rodo kugadzirwa. Saka samai ndanga ndichiti ndapinda ini ndaido kumboonesana nemadzimai mamwe nana baba kuti toita sei pabhiriji apa tigadzire tiri pano.
Vamwe vanga varipo vari kuzvitadza sei? Chamuchaita chakasiyana nezviri kuitwa nevamwe kana kuti zvakaitwa nevamwe ndechipi? Muchazvifambisa sei?
Vanga vari papa ndiponongati pavanonga vechipinda bhiriji iri vanenge vasingarumu nokuti kudai vanga vachiona bhiriji iri kana vaidai vakarigadzirisa Saka maonere ndinoita dzirijira varoni. Saka inini ndiri kuona nevabereki vari muGaza ii. Ndiri kuona nokuti zvakafanana neni musuno. Ndanga ndori nehumbu yangu muna 2018. Ndakatosvika kuchipatara ini mwana wangu akatoshaika ini. Ngenyaya yebridge kusvika papako bridge rakagara motikari aisi kufamba aisi kudii. Ndotori nemwana wangu akatoshaika ngenyaya yebridge muna iroro. Saka inini ndiri kurwadziwa kuti agawedzi vatori vamwe vaminga dzimwe dzatopere vana vatopere kutoshaika ngenyaya yebridge iroro vane bp chaidzo chaidzo vamweni vari kutofa vosvika papo havasi kuambuka maona. Saka zvirwere zvizhinji zvinofanira kuti zvikasungu munhu akasiro kuenda kuchipatara ari kutotadza kuenda kuchipatara kusvika kuchipatara in time unotenderera nepachinjere kuti aende kuchipatara kusvika kutunete munhu wanyarara. Saka semunhu wechikadzi handiri kuzwa kurwadziwa, handiri kuzwa kurwadziwa. Saka vana vanditi munoona kuti mai kana kuri kuti vanonga vechida kupa vana kana mwana chikafu anotochemera kutoti mai waizipe chikafu nai unotozama kuona kuti wapa here vana vako chikafu. Saka ini ndaida kuzama kuona kuti tingavaita sei apapo vagari vemuGaza iyi kuti vasvinuke vaone kuti bridge iri tigadzirise. Handisiri kuti inini ndapinda ndega ndinogadzirisa, ndinoda kutogadzirisa navo ngokuti neni nditoriwo mugari wemuGaza iyi, ndinoda kutobatsirana navo ivo neni ngokuti nditori nedziso rokuona kuti bridge rinofanira kuti rigadzirise.
Aiwa, ndatenda. You heard what she says. Her concern, primary concern, is water and roads in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very keen on that. She says that she cannot do it alone, but you know she can get enough support from the people to get this thing straightened out.
Oh yeah. So now one day we seem to have a problem with our Facebook pages. So we need to apologize to our listeners. Right now we're not live on all our pages. It seems as if we've got a bit of a challenge, so hopefully our engineers are going to rectify that. So we've got a slight problem there. So let's turn to Mr. Chamisa, who was actually addressing people in Mtare today. Let's listen to what he said.
Yes.
That was Chamisa. You know, it was a very short video in which he was passing a message, and I'm sure, I think we are going to get some bit of it again because that got cut off. So let's listen to it again.
We want members of parliament of excellence. People who are accountable, available, accessible. These are Bandiri. In the Andre MP. Sadiba Zana Zabu Tapi Namuya. Pandai Mosumuka. Naruna Kuma Nanga. Pandai Zanua Chimwenda. Those of Rokama Kuita. Kanakunapuya. Ita Inuchi Zinoruma. On issues. On ideas. On representing our constituents. Makata Sadai Batuze. Latsuga. A new black Zimbabwe! Mazita, you don't have to tell the president, you can't know what you can know what you are, you can't know what you are, you president, you don't have to tell the president, you don't have to tell the president, yellow, you don't have to tell Zimbabwe. You don't have to tell the president, you don't have to tell Yakatira by election 26 March. And the Trukuli is a good one. What a vote as Nem Pindo. You don't tell them that as out to Muriqua don't go. You don't tell them that is a good one. What's up with your other voter? Tony your other voter with 2023 to pay for my sport. Now tell them that is a president.
That's what was happening in Mutare in Malekaland province, where the Citizens Coalition for Change president, Nelson Chamisa, was busy there, you know.
Yeah.
And there were some other supporters who were actually picking him up. So there's a lot that is happening in the country right now. And those that have actually joined us tonight on Live Talk, where we are talking about by-elections that are coming on March 26th. Yeah, kunjalo ke bonke ke abasilaleleyo namhla ke siqhubeka nge-special live talk yethu leyi esiqhuba maviki wonke ngempela viki zonke. So ke sesile-guest enye lapha uMiss Victress Matutu weZim Imbokodo. Matutu siyakwamukela kuhlelo ma. Matutu siyakwamukela kuhlelo, kunjani? Nalo Matutu uyangizwa? Ye, kuthiwa sime kancane uyabuya uVictress Matutu. Ye, so Matutu uyangizwa mama?
Ngiyakuzwa Thubeka, kunjani?
Siyaphila, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila nathi.
Ye, kulokhetho lolu lwama-by-elections eZimbabwe singathi ulubona njani?
Eyi, kunzima ukusho ukuthi ukhetho lubona njani, ikakhulu ukhetho olunjengokhetho lweZimbabwe. Ngoba kwamanje ngathi masibekile ngithi hayi amabandla wonke ancintisayo abonakala impela hayi aphansi phezulu ayenza lokho akwenzayo ukuze awine lolu khetho lwama-by-elections. Kodwa ukuthi ngisho ukuthi kunjani kuzoba njani kunzima ngoba sikuhlele sikubona lokho, kodwa ngemva kwama-elections lawo bese sibona imiphumela engathiyo le efana lokho esikubone kukhankaswa.
Ubona ngazani kodwa nxa sukhangele wena vele eZimbabwe kungaba lo khetho okuthiwa ha lapha sibili kuqhutshwe ukhetho luhle?
Angicabangi ukuthi kusezoba khona maduzane ukuthi sibe lo khetho oluhle olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe, ngoba ngokubona kwami kusukela ngokhetho luka-1980 lapho kwatholakala khona uzivuso weZimbabwe asikaze sibe lalo ukhetho olukhululekileyo esingahlala phansi sithi hayi lolu khetho olukhululekile, onqobileyo unqobe ngoba lokufanele anqobe, lo onganqobanga naye hayi kwehlule. Asikaze silubone ukhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Ye, nxa ufisa ke ungaqhubeka ngesilungu ukuthi gaga ngamafitshane konke konoko esikhuluma ngakho, qhubeka mama bangokuthi cha nje ngamafitshane.
Ya, ngicabanga ukuthi yebo siya kulo ukhetho lolu olwama-by-elections engibona kulukhetho olulungiselela lwandulela ukhetho esilubheke kakhulu umnyaka ozayo ngo-2023. Ongangokuthi ngendlela mina ongibona ngakhona amabandla wonke azangenza kulolu khetho abonakala khankasa ngakhona. Abantu baseZimbabwe engikubonayo manje ukuthi balindele utshintsho. Wonke umuntu okhona eZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi usekhathele ngalokho okukhona. Laba bakholelwa ukuthini ukuthi abantu bavote yikho kuzayenza ukuthi kube lotshintsho eZimbabwe. Wonke umuntu manje yabe sebhekele ukuthi akuvote kube lotshintsho. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi vele njengabantu baseZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi ukhethwa ngeke lube lukhethe lukhululekileyo. I-ZEC eyiye ebhekele ukhetho lwaseZimbabwe ukuthembakala kwayo ngalolu khetho lwama-by-elections ayo oluzalandela kumnyaka ozayo kulokho kusafana nje nokungathembakali kwabo kuleyo wonke ukhetho esike saba nalo eZimbabwe, ngoba kuseyileyo ZEC ebivele inikeza abantu ukhetho olungakhululekanga esingakhangeleli ukuthi ise izoba namandla okuthi manje isinikeze ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Ngokusho njalo angitsho ukuthi abantu akumelanga ukuthi bavote. Okuqakathekileyo ebantwini ukuthi okwamanje kumele ukuthi loba kuzaba lokungakhululeki kokhetho, kodwa abantu abasukume abaseduzane abenelisayo bahambe ukhetho lolu bayivota kulolu khetho lwama-by-elections ozoba khona ngomhla ka-26 March mangicabanga kahle. Abantu abahambe bayivota sithi loba ukhetho lungakhululekanga kusenzela lokho okwenzakeleyo, kodwa abantu bethi thina sasivotile. Ngoba okwakhathesi ukuthi kuze kube lotshintsho kubize kube lalolokho abakubona manje abantu esikubona manje kutshintshe, asilayinye indlela yokuthi sikutshintshe ngaphandle kokuthi abantu baye ku-ballot box bayovota bazame ukuthi batshintshe. Ngoba ukuthi kutshintshe manje yikuthi uvote, ayikho enye indlela as of now engayenza ukuthi kube lotshintsho. So abantu abangakhathali ngokuthi yebo ukhetho sezele ukhululeke, kodwa abantu abaseduzane abenelisayo ukuthi bayibhalisele ukuvota bayevota abahambe bayovota. Njalo siyathemba ukuthi iZEC nabo bonke abakhangelela ukhetho bazobe kwelinye isikhathi nje bacabangele uZulu weZimbabwe oseZimbabwe ohluphekayo, uZulu weZimbabwe osemazweni ohluphekayo, balwenze ukhetho lube lukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kuthi loba kunqoba lo nqoba yabe ngumuntu onqoba ekhethwe ngabantu, laba abanqobayo banqobe bakhethwe ngabantu, hhayi ukuthi banqobe ngoba ukhetho lungakhululekanga.
Yes, Siyabuzwa Kakhulu. So what she's saying is that, you know, she's got a lot of doubts in terms of what can happen in the next by-elections. So she says Zeke is not trustworthy, and so she's not happy at all. But she says if people go in numbers and vote, maybe that will be an indication that people want to vote, but things are not going the right way for them.
Yeah. She's quite right, though, because the large crowds that attend these rallies do not translate into votes cast. If the people could go to vote in their numbers like we are seeing when they attend rallies of any political party, you can see that there is a lot of enthusiasm, whether forced or real, but you can see the participation. If that kind of turnout could be realized during the election itself proper, the voting exercise, I think it would be more reflective of what the people really want in the country.
Maybe it's because there's no passing of people to the polling stations. So anyway, I think let's talk to Reverend Hussein Spanda and then let him go. So Reverend Spanda, in terms of having a free and fair election, so what do you think about that? Just briefly, and then you say it in
development. I think the lesson we learned from the previous election is that it's important to eliminate the issue of violence from the elections and create a conducive, peaceful environment. But that also is important to allow all the parties to have the space to campaign, access to the media, to allow people to have political participation as per their constitutional rights. Otherwise, there will be disputes around the election results that come out. And also, it's important for ZEC to have transparency, not just to talk about it, but also to show people that it's transparent so that it creates confidence and trust among the people. So it's important for ZEC, for instance, to address all queries that are coming from people and be open and transparent to everyone. And we trust that ZEC can do that. But also, in terms of us as Zimbabweans, it's important that the elections are monitored. It's important that we are there to vote. We are there to monitor the elections. It's our responsibility. So that at the end we'll be satisfied with the results and the credibility of those elections.
Yes, I was a colleague. Still, possibly, I send the video. Konoko, then we saw Samela. So, this spoke a long mama. What is story?
Political parties wonke avunyele ukwenza ama campaigns bekhululekile kungalamsindo kungasoze kufe umuntu kumbe kulimale abantu njalo kuyadingakala ukuthi ke nxa umkhankaso lo isenziwa oZBC ama newspaper lezinye omabonakude kutshengiswe wonke ama political parties njalo into eqakathekileyo ingqobi kithi lathi amaZimbabweans ukuthi kumele abantu baqoqane bewakhangele lawo ma-election esithi observation kumbe njalo abantu behambe labo bevota babe yingxenye yokhetho ukuze lutho ekuthuneni sonkeni sisuthiseke ngempumelo ezabe ikhona.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibanda, sibongile kakhulu ungathini lokusasa sungaziphungulela nje ujayitile keke mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Okay,
baba. Let's go to Miss Motistole. Kwaedekwande Motistole, yes, of the Patriotic Zimbabwe Party.
Yes,
in Chipinge, yeah, go ahead.
Saka, iko zvinezvi muri kutambirwa zvakadini pamuri kusvakarutsigiro? Zviri kufamba sei? Chii chamuri kuona muvanhu?
Iko zvinezvi vanhu vari kutofara vanhu vechikadzi. Vari kutoti muwadhi takutombodawo munhu wechikadzi since takagara muwadhi wani gaza ini angori varume chete chete vanongochinjana vechingochinjana izvi vanhu vari kutofara kuti tiri kuda munhukadzi ndiro takumbodawo kumbopa zvichemo timboonawo zvinhu zvimboshanduka handisi kushora vanga varipo vese vakaita zvakanaka ana baba vakambotonga vakamira pautansela vakaita zvakanaka asiko zvino tombodawo munhukadzi timbowawo kuti unodini nekuti zvinofanirawo kuti zvipigidyegidye pasikero nekuti sikero yenyu yanga one muno muyakarereka ine varume chete chete ine matumbu ine maguru ine fake saka inombodawo kumboiswa musoro nemakumbo kuti zvinhu zviti gidhe gidhe saka vanhu vari kufara kuti aiwa munhukadzi pinda 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 panyanga kana ivo vana baba vake ivavo vari kutonditiwo pinda 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 panyanga ipapa saka nevana seingori gidhe gidhe haa vari kufara zvekuti nekuti hapana kana kubvisana takatokumbirana nevaripo vake ivavo kuti aiwa vana baba mbondipaiwo mukana ndimbopindawo ndimbotsvairawo imba
ndopandinoda kunzwisisa ipapo amai ndopandinoda kunzwisisa ipapo kuti mamwe masangano akaita seelection resource center nezesni vari kuti havasi kufara neuwandu hwemadzimai kauti nokushomeka kwemadzimai ari kukukwidza musarudzo idzi imimi zvaka kuti mukwanise kudomwa kana kuti mukwanise kukukwidza makaneseka zvakadini kuti mupinde pachinzvimbo ichochi chokukwanisa kukukwidza
inini handina kuneseka nekuti ndinoziye kodzero dzangu inini handina kuneseka nekuti ndinoziya kodzero dzangu varipo vakada kumbojanyirira kuti hamufaniri kuti mupinde inini vanhukadzi tingati aiwa taakumbosimukawo vanhukadzi taakumbodawo kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvifambe mbotipaiwo mukana vamwe varume vachitoti hamu hapafaniri kuti papindwe munhukadzi haana zvaanogura tingati aiwa musati pai munhukadzi haana zvaanogura zviripowo zvatinogura mbotipaiwo mukana timupoonawo kuti tinoita sei saka mukana ndakaupuwa ndingatenderwa kuti ndimire muwadhiwani munomu kuti ndiite kanzira saka ndinoti ndichafamba nevanhu vemugadza iyi ndo vakatonditonditi ndimire ndakatonzi nevanhu vemugadza iyi mira nangasono kuti ndiri kufamba ndiritofamba navo
hai tinozvikudza chaizvo musati maenda kana muchiti munoziva kodzero dzenyu iyo iri nyaya yokudomwa kana yokuvhoterwa nevanhu veboka renyu munoreva chika muchiti munoziva kodzero dzenyu
aiwa ndangambe chitaura kuti munaurekukunze kunokungokuti kunze kuno vaiti hazviiti mubato mwangu taka zvakanaka
aha okay
nditi haufanira kuti upinde
yes. She's very determined, like we discussed earlier on, and she got the support from the majority of the people in her area who wanted to get a lady in that position for a change. Which is just another way of saying the men have not been doing quite a very good job. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ms. Moti Sitori. I think she can rest now. So I hear we've got a listener. Uh-huh. Take the listener.
Murikundi Zwairo, makadi nenyu?
Makadi zwairo.
Tiri nani chaizvo? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Nangona, makwadi Chirundo.
Aha. Taura henyu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Chekutanga tinongoti kuna madzibaba vedu Gedeson madzibaba Shanduko Karoha. Chechipiri ndokumbira kuti hurumende dai yaidziremekedza kodzero dzevanhu yango mentena wakapisa anga ari kuguma elesheni last year anga ari nani tanga asina mhirishonga bcause tikona kuti vazhinji vari kurasirwa nehama nenyaya yemhirishonga Hello?
Tiri kukunzwai?
Nemapurisa dzakwanisa kuitawo basa ravo asingarerekeri bato zvese zvaifambawo zvakanaka.
Hai, tinotenda chaizvo. Tinotenda zvikuru. Ehe. Aiwa, tinotenda.
All right.
So Gibbs, he is expressing his concern. Of Matibaba Shanduko, you know, who is in hospital, and also is urging that the police should do their work in the proper way to safeguard the safety of the people. So that's his contribution.
Yes, let's turn to Ms. Victress Matutu of Zimbabwe again. So, Ms. Matutu, going forward in terms of Zimbabwe elections, so what should happen if you want to see a fair and credible election? Matutu.
Oh, I think everything has been in the hands of ZEC for now. Because as voters, people will go and vote. What they expect is a positive outcome after voting. But that positive outcome is not going to be there if ZEC continues to do what it's been doing for the past years. So for Zimbabwe to have free and fair elections, I think there has to be something that has to be done. Because, like, really, if we just stood to extend here and say, okay, the by-elections are coming, people are going to go and vote, and we just can expect that the elections are going to be free. That is not going to happen, not anytime soon. Already, the campaigns that the parties are doing are being sabotaged. As of now, we all know that people are being beaten in rallies, some rallies are being banned and stuff like that. That's part of elections that are not free. Because elections do not start on a voting day.
Mm-hmm.
There is this campaign period whereby all the parties are supposed to be campaigning. Free elections must start from there. The campaigns must not be banned. The campaigns must be free. For as long as people are being banned from campaigning, people are beaten, things are done to people, the voters, it's going to scare the voters from going in to the ballot boxes and vote. But now, if you have people who are in hospital, we've got people who are scared and staying home now before the by-elections, do you really think we're going to have them going to the polling stations and vote? I don't think so. People will be scared. That's not fair. That's not free. For people to stay home and say we are not going to vote because we are scared, maybe we're going to be beaten, that's not a free and fair election. It doesn't start on a voting day. It starts now. So the elections are already not free and fair because people are being banned from campaigning. So that's not free at all. Let's start from there. We must have free campaigns in the beginning, before we go to ballot box, to polling stations and vote and do anything. We must have people campaign freely. No one must be banned from campaigning. No one must be beaten. We have people going to polling stations free, and they expect the outcome of their voting to be positive. So, of course, that is responsible for voting and counting of elections. But now we cannot blame ZEC. I'm not going to blame ZEC now for what is happening now, because it's not involved in the campaigning of the political party. So I think we must start from here. Before going to the polling station, people must not be beaten. People must not be scared away from going to vote. Because beating them now is just scaring people away. That's not going to be a free and fair election if people are being beaten before they go to polling stations.
Yes.
So let's start from here.
Yes, I was welcome, Mama. Yes, I was welcome. Can you stay on the line? I think we've got a caller one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you take that caller?
Makadini enyu. Tokutambira ku studio 7.
Makadini.
Tirikutaura nani?
Na mafavo.
Muri kupi?
Ku Harare.
Aha. Tipe wo pane fungwa dzenyu taura enyu.
Zvongwa ndasina kunyatsonzwa kuti chakamira zvakadii.
Chirongwa chipi?
Chiripo nhasi.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pesarudzo.
Okay. Maonero andinoita ndekudai so. Kuti dai zvaichibvira ka. Halo?
Taurai takateerera.
Kuti dai zvaichibvira poshandisa mushina pange zvakaitwa kuZambia zvezvi.
Muchina wei?
Kana pashandiswa mushina unoti munhu akavhota zvezvika, anobva atoonekwa kuti avhotirani, uko otoziva kuti nhenge akatitungamira nehwani. Ose maonero andoita ndokuti zvisanetse zvisaite mutauro.
Kuti pangovhotiwa nhamba yochinja, pangovhotiwa nhamba yochinja, ndo zvamunoreva?
Nhamba yotochinja, zvichingopera pototaura kutoti uyu ane nhamba yakati, uyu aita nhamba yakati, hazviiti mutauro izvozvozvo.
Hai, tinozvinzwa ndofunga vamwe vaterere vazvinzwavo vachapawo pfungwa yavo pamusoro penyaya yacho. Pane zvimwe zvamaida kutaura
aneta makore ese makore ese aneta ndeyengoti zvikuse kuzeki kwacho zeki yacho inenge isina kunyatso kumira zvakanaka isina kusununguka isiri independent ndopanoneta ipapo.
Aiwa tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu tatenda zvikuru
zvakanaka imambo
mazvita enyu baba. He is advocating for the election results to show on time, in time, as people vote, you can see the numbers.
Like a live kind
the
of
numbers
stuff,
changing to record the individual votes as they come in.
So he says like what happened in Zambia, right?
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. At first I didn't understand what he really was referring to, but he wants to make sure that as soon as you cast your vote,
then you have,
we can
you see that
being tabulated there that the vote has been cast. But that is a danger. That is a danger of identifying people's choice, you know, publicly, since it's supposed to be a personal decision on someone's part.
Well, maybe he's saying there won't be any names that will be appearing, but the numbers.
Yes.
So, Mama Victor Matutu. So, once again, Mama Matutu, nyakuzwa sibili, uyakhona ukuthi izeki hayi iyadlelebezela nezinto ezinjalo. So manje kumele kwenziwe nxa wena sokukhangela khonapho kulungiswe njani konke lokhu ngoba sesijala ukukhuluma ngakho mtshokotsho. So kulungiswe njani mama?
Ngicabanga ukuthi ngani kule ndlela yokwenza ukuthi out bisizethi le okokuqala mhlawumbe kube leyinye i-question yokuthi ezoba responsible for ama-elections kuke sibe le-election nje engagadwanga ibizeki mhlawumbe kube le ikhomishini engaba khona or maybe from ama southern countries or ama-African countries kube le ikhomishini njengasozibe izeki that's for one sike sibone ukuthi izeki le siyibhona kangaka siyibhona ngempela yini kumbe siyayihlukela kube le ikhomishini njengasezeki because ngokubonakala kwezinto izeki njasazi noma isebenza nogavumenti lisebenza nobani kodwa kube le ikhomishini nje engakho under igovernment ikhomishini engakho under Zimbabwe mhlawumbe kube lama-election observers kumbe another electoral commission engayisiyo izeki sibone ukuthi izeki ma ingekho lapho yona i-counting yama-elections lamaye ama-votes and stuff izoba njani sibe leyinye into njengasozeki kuye kumisa izeki kancane because abantu akwazi ukuthi ngemva kwama-elections abantu bayinqoma izeki ukuthi yenze kahle.
Yes, cela ukufake ngesikhiwo. Cela ukufake ngesilanga esikhiwo kwezithi abanye abangazwanga isintu bakuzwisisa ukuthi uthini lapha. So ngiyakuzwa sibili ukukhuluma ngokuthi kumele izeki nga iyamiswa kancane, you know.
Izeki is under fire.
Yeah, so let's have he is saying it. Kubeka mama.
Okay, my point is here. We are always complaining about Zeki. After every election, there is no complaint that Zeki has done well on these elections. People are always complaining. I think the best way is for us to see if the Zeki is really a bad commissioner or we are just blaming it for nothing. Let us maybe have elections and take Zeki out of that position. And maybe let's say such a country give us a new electoral commission that will come and stand in the space of Zeki. And let's put Zeki aside and see how the elections are going to go without Zeki. Because as it is, we've been complaining about Zeki after each and every election. So why are they kept there if they're not, they are not doing the job properly? They must be replaced.
Yes. So the issue concerning Zeki has been around for quite some time. Mm-hmm. What do you think should be done, madam? What do you think should be done?
I just think this Zeki thing must be straight out. Let's just have a new thing that will come in and observe these elections and do the counting of votes. If we do that, and after that we still have the same problem, then we may come in and say, oh no, we're sorry that we're blaming you for nothing. So let's just have one election without them and see
see what will happen. If the same thing happens, then we're going to go back to them and apologize.
In your opinion, how should the members of the Electoral Commission be appointed? Because
in my own opinion,
yeah,
I think if we have to elect the members within Zimbabwe, then the members of that commission must come from maybe not from the ruling party, not from the government. It must be an independent thing. Like maybe let's get members from each and every opposition, or each and every political party in Zimbabwe. Each and every political party must be represented in that commission.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to get that, those members from within Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, let's just get maybe someone from outside. Zimbabwe on its own has failed to give people a positive outcome after election.
Mm, yes. Thank you so much, madam. Thank you. Yeah, the issue of ZEC really mm-hmm. is not going to go away at all. I think people have something to say about ZEC. I was interested in finding out how should those members be appointed, because if the appointing authority is the same, we are going to continue seeing the same thing happening in Zimbabwe. So it's an interesting situation that people maybe might want to think about.
Yes, very interesting one day. Now we've got another caller. Can you take that caller?
Makadi Niko. Muriko ndinzwa. Ndiripo hangu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Bye, bye, bye.
Eh, Makadi, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Muriko ndinzwa.
Mati.
Tikati taura henyu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, zvamunoda kutaura, taura henyu. Come, I didn't mama phone and panels or mamma to the tower. Munoch catches.
So I think she's get somehow. So yeah, maybe we can skip that one. So let's go to any other caller. Maybe we are waiting for callers. So, Mbuelo Wege, Mama Victor Smatutu. Let's say Ufunu to Votila Gabantu in Zimbabwe. Kambe kukono wakute misabandu sifuti hai pela. Kumele minawe zimbo oto linge nzele loku la loku la loku. La mungu nzeti ngile nzele loku nyokutizi. So kono kizitembi suze nzuwa ngabantu. Uzwala njani zitembi suze nzuwa ngabantu. Nzuwa ngabantu labo hapa kakasela uketu.
Ezi kuti duwe into e yungina ezimbapo yuti. Mwazi kondi kakini wabantu bekangase uketu. Mwale zitembi suwa zizai. Kwa I wonke lelo manje libusawe namabandla aphikisayo lezithembiswa zenzayo amabandla aphikisayo asikaze siwabone esimbusweni sibone ukuthi izithembiso zabo lezi ababe zithembisa ngesikhathi bekhankasa bayazigcwalisa yini esihlele sikubona libandla libusayo likhankasa lingakhankasa liwine ukhetho libuye libe sesihlalweni lingazigcwalisi izithembiso. So njengoba thina sikujwayeleyo ukuthi kuyakhankaswa kodwa izithembiso azigcwaliswa. Okwamanje sisazi lokhu ukuthi yebo kuyakhankaswa ngalokhu nalokhuyana. Mpela izinto abakhankasa ngazo yizinto okumele ezidinge ukuthi zenzeke eZimbabwe. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi ngemva kokuthi sebewinile ukhetho laba bazowina angeke basagcwalisa izithembiso. So asazi ngamabandla aphikisayo angeke siwagcobe ngento abangayenzanga siphoke ukuthi sibagcobe ngokubendele nyana abangazange bayize futhi labo hhayi kutho ukuthi labo bengaoza bazobenza into efana naye. Asikwazi ukuthi bona mhlabe zanoba bazozenza into ezizithembisa abasithembisa zona. Kodwa kwamanje thina sisakwazi lokho kubabandela ubusayo ukuthi hhayi siyathembiswa mpela kodwa mase behlala ezikhundleni izithembisa zigcwaliswa.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa sibili khonokho abantu bezwe abanye abangakuzwanga ngesinto.
Okay, what I'm saying here is we are hearing a lot of promises done by all the campaigning political parties. They are promising us as voters this and that. And all that they are promising is what we want to see and what we want to see happening in Zimbabwe. And the thing is they know what Zimbabwe needs. I don't know what's wrong with implementing what we are promising. As of now, what we know is all the promises that have been done for the past years by the ruling party when they campaign. They campaign and tell us what we want to hear and what Zimbabwe needs. But after they win the election, we don't see those promises being implemented. So I don't know about the ruling party, the opposition party. maybe one day when they win the elections, they are going to fulfill their promises. But as of now, we don't know. We also don't trust them. Because it's like all these politicians will just come and promise people things before voting. And after they are voted in, those promises are not fulfilled. So we're not sure if even the opposition parties, if they make win the elections, they are going to fulfill their promises. But as of now, all what they are talking about, all the political parties, what they are talking about is what Zimbabwe needs. So, but we are not sure if we vote them in, are they going to give us what they are promising us? We don't even know, because the green party has been promising us for the past how many years, 40 years, but we haven't seen anything that has been fulfilled.
Yes, I was kakhulu ke mama bamba kona bucingo maybe Mr. Wande ufuna ukufaka la umbuzo kona bonke esikhiwa kwa hede Wande.
So where you are, what are you doing to aid the situation, the political situation in the country? What contributions are you making there? How are you contributing towards the issues that you are articulating to be a problem?
I'm very ashamed to say this. I'm not in Zimbabwe. I'm not a registered voter. I'm a diaspora. And what I can say now is that my only wish is that maybe if one day a diaspora vote will be allowed in these elections, of Zimbabwe elections. As of now, I'm pushed away from my own country. I can't even vote because the situation that I'm in now does not even allow me to go back to
the Kola kunjani kola ngapho lapho khona singazithi kola ngoba
sakubona wabadube kunjani
nyaphila Richard Moyo kunjani baba
awangiraiti ngibuza nina lapho
siyaphila kakhulu ye akuthi ukuthi oze okhetho lezi usibona njani
no the way mina ngibona ngakhona siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokungenelela kukhetho sithandaza. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ikhetho vele lizokhamba kuhle next week nge-Saturday zobona abantu bazovota ngezinamba eziningi kunindawo lezo zivotwayo. Angithi ezinye izindawo ufana indawo yakithi akuvotiwi nje u-MP ukhona amakhansela akhona. So siyathemba ukuthi labo bayokuvota nge-26 bazovota kuhle. So mara into ngifuna kuyitsho kunabantu baningi abantu bafana ukuthi bona ngokwabo bavote ngendlela irayithi, abantu bangalwisani. Ukulwisana into embi khulu masibona izinto ziyenzeka elizweni endawo ezinye nje ayisinto eyirayithi leyo. So ngiyathemba ukuthi konke kuzohamba kuhle labo bazovotelwa khona ama-MP namakhansela nabo baziphathe kuhle nabo bangatshela abalandeli ukuthi bayoshaya abanye or bayelimaza abanye into efana leyo ayisinto irayithi. Iyo into ngiyibonayo mara konke kuzohamba kuhle. Angeke ngibone kuzokuba nokuphazama kuzoba lapho nalapho nje mara ngiyathemba ukuthi wonke ama-MP aredi namakhansela wonke aredi masibona abadosi phambili bahamba bayakhambena bayafuna abantu ukuthi bavotele. Kongizohamba kuhle mara siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokuba nabo uzokungenelela ngenxa yokuthi vele elizweni lakithi futhi sihlale standards avele amavoti nawo afuna imithandazo eminingi khulu ukuthi imithandazo ikube khona ukuthi abantu bavote kuhle. Lo uzokuwina abambe omunye izandla, lo uzohluleka naye abambe lo winile izandla, ingaba into enhle khulu leyo ngenxa yokuthi vele.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Richard Moyo khona ngapho ke South Africa. Ungadinwa kusasa, siyathemba lokuthi uzangena kuhlelo olunye ozalandela. On that note, we know that don't have extra time here. I think we have to end it there. We thank our guests this evening, Reverend Hussein Sibanda of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe, Miss Victress Matutu of Zim in Bogoto, she's the chairperson there, Miss Moody Sitole of Patriotic Zimbabwe's Party, and all those who joined us tonight on 27 Live Talk. Signing off from Washington, this is Keith Tuwe. Say good night.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
Good night.